You're listening to the Higher Ideas Podcast, where ideas grow. Connect on higherideas.net. Now here's your host, I.
Hello, fellow human, and welcome back to the Higher Ideas Podcast. It is Sunday today, and I haven't put anything up for a while over at higherideas.net, so let's do an Open Heart Sunday, shall we? For anybody who doesn't know, an Open Heart Sunday is an episode that's more conversational, more of a heart-to-heart, just to share whatever is going on in life, whatever's on my heart, or what's going on with the podcast. So, let's get to it. What has been going on lately? Well, although I haven't been putting anything up for a while over at Higher Ideas by way of podcast episodes, that doesn't mean I haven't been very busy recording both audio and video content, and editing both. Been doing a lot of that over the last month and a half or two. Some of it is still under works, some of it has already released online through Facebook, and some of it has gone to the garbage, as often happens in the creative process. Sadly, I've spent many, many hours in the past month or so recording video, recording audio, and then getting to editing almost the entire thing on my computer, and then realizing near the end that actually this isn't turning out the way I want it. It could be better. I could reshoot this. I could re-record this. And then it goes to the garbage, right? But that's how it goes. The creative process has a lot of casualties along the side of the road. But the point is, I've been working on some new kind of things. And if I could put one key word behind all of it, it's music, fellow human. I've been working on sharing this spirit music on my flute, on my harmonica, this kind of music that I've been sharing on the podcast, you know, for years at this point, but randomly, right? Randomly hidden throughout episodes of this podcast. Those who've been listening for a while will know. Once in a while, there's music, right? Original music performed by myself, created by myself, that just appears out of nowhere. And you know, as I've been doing that for a while, hiding music in episodes, I've been aware that I've been sort of hiding it inside of episodes, right? I realized that maybe I should also release the audio, the music by itself alongside the episode and promote it as a separate thing. But to be honest, I kind of liked the idea of this music being like a secret treasure that the listener of this podcast would be delighted to come across. Mostly because of appreciation that I have for the listener, right? It's amazing to me that anybody takes the time to listen to what I have to say, you know, and it encourages me that what I have to say must mean something to somebody because there are people listening, right? There's even people supporting on Patreon. Thank you guys, by the way, supporting this financially. So there is appreciation there, and I appreciate the appreciation. I appreciate that people are taking time out of their day to listen to whatever I want to throw on the table, right? And I liked the idea of music being a gift that is, you know, rewarded to those who care to hear what I have to say, because my music is something I have to say too, right? And by the way, Patreon patrons, people who support financially this podcast all along the way, get access to all of the music that I share in episodes. I have a habit of putting up the MP3, the clean MP3 of just the music, as a patron-only post over on Patreon, and they can download it and enjoy it. So that's been the only other way I've been putting it out there. Lately, I've been focusing on making some music videos, sharing some of these better pieces of music that I've been practicing for a long time, so that it can be appreciated, right? So that more people can find it and hear this original content that will never be heard anywhere else. Right? This is original music that comes to me from spirit, with the help of spirit. But once I receive it, I take it and I practice and practice, figure it out on an instrument first. And once I get doing that, you know, I practice it over and over obsessively. And it sort of then transforms, right? I add my own personal touch, I add some drama, I add some flair to it, I decorate it a bit, and then it becomes this really fun piece to perform, right? A finished piece of music. So I've got a bunch of these now, and I want to share it with more people. So that's what I've been focusing my energies on lately, fellow human. One of these musical pieces has already released on Facebook. So I do invite anybody who's connected with me on Facebook to check that out. Or, of course, I will be linking below this episode as part of the show notes, so you can watch it right on the website. But I do hope you guys will go enjoy it and watch it. I'm happy with the reception it got. It wasn't a giant viral hit, but compared to most of the things I post on Facebook, it definitely had a very nice, healthy, positive reaction of thumbs and shares and everything and comments, and I like to see that. So that encouraged me that there is something to this, right? Sharing this music. And so I've been working on more of those that will be coming out. I've set it up as a sort of series called Spirit Harp with a graphic and everything. So a little bit about the reason why this came about, this decision to focus on sharing this music. To be frank, fellow human, there's actually a big problem going on with my adventure over here in Peru for the last month and a half. Same time I've been working on this music. The problem is money. Money is running out. My money has run out a long time ago. But now, with technology breaking, my video camera in January preventing me from making better videos now that I want to make more videos, you know, and my phone, my cell phone broke soon after, and some legal costs for my stay here in Peru for the visa and everything, some trips to Lima and all sorts of expenses like that that have to be done and are unavoidable. Because of all these impacts, it's become very clear that there's just no money. Things are now starting to fall apart. And every month I do struggle too to just, you know, feed myself at the end of the month. Money is extremely tight. It's subsufficient. And it's looking like this whole thing may be coming to a close if something big doesn't change, you know? And in fact, last Sunday and the Sunday before that and the Sunday before that, I recorded entire Open Heart Sundays, which were half about that big problem and half about the music. And I didn't like the way that was mixing, and I kept deleting it. And to be frank, a lot of emotion was coming up as I was dealing with the seriousness of the financial problem. I recorded plenty of times, sharing everything with you guys, the whole financial situation and my frustrations and, you know, being real, which is what Open Heart Sunday is supposed to be about. But I didn't like the way... the bummer of it, you know, it's true that it's going on, and I do want you guys to be aware of it, but I didn't like the feeling of sharing it so emotionally, because, I don't know, it's just, who wants to listen to something like that, right? So, this is it, man, this is what I'm doing instead, just letting you know in a very neutral, you know, hopefully not minimizing way, because I'm not freaking out in my voice right now, I'm a lot calmer as I'm getting used to the situation. But the fact is, things aren't looking good for the adventure here, for my apprenticeship, being able to continue because I have to be here in Peru to do that, right? Things are sort of crumbling around me. And in thinking, what do I do? What can I do now? I've done everything I can to make this all work, right? And none of it seems to be biting. I'm fishing and I'm fishing and I'm fishing and there's no fish biting, you know, feeding me. You know, bringing in catches, bringing in income and support and attention and growth of this whole project, the podcast and you know, my ayahuasca service. And I'm starving for growth and income of all types, right? Money, success, right? Attention, appreciation, you know, I feel so much of the efforts I've been putting out into this podcast and into everything for the last couple of years has just constantly fallen flat and is not putting wind under my wings, you know? So I kind of feel like I'm on the Titanic as it's sinking. And I guess I've shifted into the mode of those guys in the movie Titanic who start playing music instead of scattering off the ship, right? Because they realize we're going to die no matter what. Let me just die doing something beautiful, right? Sharing something beautiful, beaming out something beautiful. Because what can we do at this point, right? So that's kind of what I've connected with. The idea behind sharing this music is kind of that. It's, I don't know anymore what I can do to save this, right? It looks like it's about to fail very soon. That is terrible to think about. After all this sacrifice, all of the money I've put into this myself, you know, exhausted my savings to the last drop. Anyway, sorry, I'm getting into it now, you know? But yeah, I made a decision to at least share this music and in the form of videos while you have this amazing landscape that you're living in Peru here in Tarapoto, every direction you look is an amazing background for a video. So that's the mode I'm in lately, fellow humans. Music. And sharing the music and hoping that that brings enough attention to the podcast and my other projects to bring some kind of influx of, sufficient support to make this sustainable. And to save this, you know? So it's sort of like a Hail Mary thing that I'm doing here. Sort of a last hurrah. And, if reaction from the first video is any indication, I think there's potential to it. I think there is something to it. So I will be releasing the rest of those pieces as time goes on. So, moving on from that, fellow human, getting back to the topic of music. Since I've been focusing on capturing this music and sharing it, I've started recording my personal practice sessions on my harmonica, on my flute. I'm living in a home right now that is still under construction. And it is 90% empty, right? It's just me and the landlord in here. And there's a whole bunch of disoccupied rooms that are still under construction, right? They're all nice and tiled and cement, and the ceiling is also cement. You know, everything is like a nice sealed box in every room with windows and doors and everything. But there's no furniture, and there's a lot of work left to do in the rooms. So right now, there are just these amazing echo chambers. It's really been great for practice, and I've been recording those practices because when I practice my instruments, usually it's a 1 hour plus session, and usually it's combined with marijuana, right? I find that marijuana doubles, sometimes my musical ability, my focus on the song, and also energetically, shamanically, these songs, this medicine music is used to channel a feeling, connect to an energy. It's not just a physical act, it's like a psychic act when you do it right, when you get in the right state of mind. And when I mix marijuana and practicing getting in that state of mind, I find that right in the middle of a 1 hour or half hour session of practice, right in the middle of that, there would always be this one perfect performance of, whatever song was sitting in the middle there. And I would always think after, man, let's record this, and then I'd hit record and I'd try again and the moment was gone. So I've been recording my sessions in their entirety and capturing, some nice pieces once in a while. I want to share something with you guys here. This exact recording will only be shared in this episode because it is rough. It is from a practice. I did make some mistakes. And in this version, you're going to hear places where I made a mistake and had to hit that note again, right? And I edited those little blips out. So there's pops here and there. But the reason I want to share this particular recording with you is because something really interesting, I think, happens in this recording. So before I roll it, let me set this up for you guys, set the stage. This is happening in one of those unfinished rooms I described to you guys a minute ago. So at the beginning of the recording, you're going to hear a bunch of frogs, which is how it just goes around here at night, right? There's a ton of nature around. But you'll quickly hear the frogs fade away and seem to disappear in a far, far distance and become very sort of muted, right? Now that's me walking into one of those rooms and then closing the door. And when you do close the door, it is like a little soundproof environment and pretty much no sound from the outside could get in except vague whispers of, a motorcycle going by or something. So have a listen to this little harmonica practice of mine. But on the other side, I'll explain why I think this is an interesting recording.
Now, may I remind you that what you just listened to was a harmonica. I know, right? This is one of the weird little miracles I've been living with as an ayahuasca apprentice here. And no person taught me to play the harmonica this way. No person ever gave me a harmonica class. No person told me that song I just played, that song was pulled out of the air by this brain, connected to spirit. With all this work I've been doing to connect to these forces, right? Music is just flowing in that way. Developing this way of playing a harmonica that sounds absolutely magical to me, right? I mean, did anybody feel that was very magical music? I sure hope so, because I feel it. And I certainly feel it as the performer of the thing. Shamanically, when you're using music medicinally, you're trying to reach, open yourself up to some energy to come in and move through you, you know? Some kind of surrender, some kind of thoughtlessness is what has to come over you to really do it right. And in that performance you just listened to, I nailed it on that level, right? I did make some mistakes. I did have to take it on again a couple times here and there. But as I was playing this, I was feeling that channeling. I was gone. I was deep in the music moment. And I felt it, right? I felt that I touched, I did something, I moved something that time. And wouldn't you know it, as I listened to this, because I knew it was going to at least sound nice, right? I did want to listen to this over again. As I listened to it over again, now, I don't know if you caught this, fellow human. If you have a good speaker setup or good earphones on while you listen to this, you probably maybe caught it. In the second round of repeating this song, there is actually two events of a weird sound getting captured, and it sounds like a giggle. It sounded like a woman giggling, sort of a just like that, but, you know, feminine and echoing in the room. Let me splice it in right here so you know what I'm talking about. So this is something that definitely caught my ear when I heard it in the first part of the song, doubly caught my ear when I vaguely heard it later on in the end of the song. You know, that really gave me pause, because as I explained, I am in a silent, soundproof room that even blocks out the cacophony of frogs right outside the door, right? These ear-piercing frogs that echo all over the house. That even gets muted by this soundproof box that I was in. And the sound definitely echoes in the room, so it's something that had to happen in the room, right? The source is very near, or else it would be way muffled and it wouldn't bounce around. Now, I know that that's pretty hard to hear if you don't have the best speakers, so I actually ran this through a couple of audio processes to deaden the harmonica down and try and increase this background sound that is happening. So have a listen to this version. And definitely in that version, I feel that, you know, with some good earphones on, you really get a sense of how this sound is bouncing around in the space. It's not from outside. So what was that? I was busy puffing and huffing into my harmonica. I certainly don't sound that way. I can't giggle like that on quite that note. So I found it very weird. And I guess the point I'm getting to here is I feel that this is very possibly capturing some kind of paranormal spirit activity there that happened in that room. As wacky as this sounds, I've seen way worse than that, so this is small potatoes for me to accept by this point. But I definitely recognized the quality of it instantly, as this is what the spirit world often sounds like. I have heard spirits giggling in my visions before, like the sound of distant children giggling, and it's just, you know, close but far and echoes, you know, the same way, exactly the same texture. And, you know, it just so happens that the loudest of those giggles happens at the peak of a wave of notes I was hitting there that I felt was the peak moment. That was it. That was the peak moment of the performance, which is why I also find this recording very interesting. just a half a second before that giggle happens, that is the peak moment of my performance where I felt it in a moment. I had a sort of wave of, oh, what is this? Right? And that giggle gets captured. So very strange, fellow human. Of course, much of this paranormal quote-unquote proof that I keep sharing with you guys, I know it can't really convince anybody. It could be fake. I could be lying, right? It's really only convincing to me. But I love to share these things because I find them interesting. And, you know, as a person who's always chasing miracles and always chasing magic in ayahuasca and in spirit and all these miraculous forces I've been studying, you know, why wouldn't I want to share these little blips that I capture here and there just for curiosity's sake? So there it is. That's why I shared this piece. Yeah, I hope you find it some kind of food for thought, you know? So that's it for today, fellow human, except I will also add that the next episode of this podcast will be, again, interesting audio, not paranormal audio, but something really cool that I accidentally sort of created recently as I work on these various pieces of audio. So look forward to that. Next episode is, again, going to be sonic. Bring some headphones or good speakers to really appreciate this next one. Actually, one last thing before I forget. I actually have been doing quite a lot of live Q&As on Facebook, specifically about ayahuasca and psychedelics and shamanism and this kind of apprenticeship thing connected with my ayahuasca service. I've been doing this every Sunday at 11 a.m. Peruvian time and publishing it on a few popular ayahuasca groups and bringing in people with questions and helping the community learn about ayahuasca and ask any questions they want. So if that sounds interesting to you, do join me on Facebook. Do like the Via Verde Ayahuasca Facebook page, and you'll be notified when that goes live. As I mentioned, Higher Ideas Podcast is supported by donation, and it very, very darkly, deeply, deeply needs help right now. For anyone who isn't supporting and can support, please consider heading over to higherideas.net and clicking on the little orange Patreon link right at the top of the site. We'll take you to the fund, and you can join the group of heroes supporting this podcast financially with $1, $5 a month, whatever you like. Everything helps. I need all the help I can get right now. So please do consider it. Of course, the rest of the podcast can also be found over at higherideas.net. Do go enjoy my music video as well, of course, and keep an eye on the next videos coming soon. So that's it, fellow human. Until next time, keep thinking.